Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Stephen Skutelsky, the managing director with PID Floors. Stephen, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Let's give our listeners a little bit of background on PID Floors. Actually, you've got showrooms mostly in the New York area, I guess three in Manhattan and one in Brooklyn and I guess one in Boston and
yes. One
in Michigan and one in Indiana, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the company started 28 years ago. Your grandfather came over from the Soviet Union, and you've built quite a nice business, being very successful. Let's also get a little more detail about this. You do focus in hardwood. Recently, you were identified as being one of the 40 under 40 with the NWFA. You also work with lobbying with the Hardwood Federation to Washington. Not only do you sell hardwood to specifiers in the greater New York area, but you also have another business that sells medallions and laminate through Home Depot, right?
Yes. My family, we started making medallions back in the 80s, and we still manufacture it in Brooklyn, New York.
Uh-huh.
And we have a couple of pieces sold through Home Depot.
It looks like that you've been with the company about 13 years, so you're the third generation to work there, right?
Yes. I still remember when I used to go there when I was a little kid to the shop in Brooklyn.
Yeah, we recently ran a story about PID Floors. PID stands for Perfect Interior Designs, and you've done a partnership with Bauwerk, a Swiss-based flooring company, right?
Yes, it's a big deal in our industry. They are very well known in Europe,
mm-hmm. And
they have some very, very good, high-quality products, and they focus on the sustainability topics really well, so we thought it was a really good match.
Sounds to me like that you've learned that if you want to take price out of the equation, you need to be able to offer your customers something they can't find somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what we focus on. We focus on getting the right product for the client. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of places that clients can go. And it's a great thing when a client can come to us and just tell us what they're looking for, what their plan is, and we just give them some options, and we see where it goes from there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what's your mix when you start thinking about your sales, and I'm thinking more of the PID Floors, the showroom business, mm-hmm. commercial versus residential, how's that mix break out?
I think residential is very interesting. Clients walk into the showroom, and I feel like they're a little bit overwhelmed because
mm-hmm.
we have so many different options, but after three or four visits to the showroom, they start to kind of point to where they want to go. With architects, they're very, I think, specific. They have like an idea in their mind, and they are trying to work with us on building the specification to make sure it works for the whole project,
mm-hmm.
and it lasts, and there's a little bit more technical things that go into an architectural spec than a residential spec.
Mm-hmm. Aren't there some concerns with commercial specifiers that the hardwood won't last under the type of traffic you see in commercial? How do you handle that?
Well, there's different types of products. We have smoked products, so if an architect knows that they want something dark, instead of doing a stained floor, they can do a smoked floor so that the floor, if it scratches or dents, it stays dark underneath. We have a lot of options when it comes to wire brushed products that are matte poly finish mm-hmm. instead of an oil finish. I think a lot of people are turned off when they need to re-oil their floors and put in some extra maintenance, and they might feel like it's not going to be maintained properly. So I think the matte poly finish is a great option for retail stores and for restaurants and high traffic areas like that.
How do you get your name out there? How do you find new customers? Is it just based on the fact that you've got great locations, or do you do some advertising, or how do you bring traffic in?
No, I mean, we've never really done advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I've told my father about it, that I think we should, but
yeah.
I think the locations are a big deal. I think reputation is a big deal. We stand behind our products. For me to tell you there's never any problems, it would be untrue. I mean, there's always issues. There's always something, but we stand behind our products. We make sure that the clients are happy, and we really, really try to do our best every single day when we come to work.
Let's talk about the sustainability angle for a minute. Mm-hmm. You were telling me before the interview that you actually went through, and you're a certified lead advisor, right?
Yes. So I took the test, and to be able to speak with these architects, I think it was important for me to become a lead green associate, and for them to feel comfortable, it was important for me also. But recently, we took on Vidaris, which is a very large consulting firm for a lot of the New York City architects and designers and developers. So we're putting together a very sustainable plan for the next 20, 30, 40 years of PID floors, and it's really amazing.
And when you start thinking about it and you start thinking about biophilia and sustainability, hardwood is a natural product, and a real hardwood floor, there's really no substitute for it, right?
I love it, absolutely. Yes, we believe that hardwood flooring is a sustainable product, and if it's properly maintained and properly manufactured, it will last forever.
Yeah.
So, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And you sell both solid hardwood and engineered hardwood?
Yes. Every location is a little different. Mm-hmm. In, for example, Brooklyn, New York, we still sell majority solid unfinished wood flooring. In the showrooms in New York City, for example, it's usually pre-finished engineered wood flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the project, mm-hmm. depends on the underlayment, depends on what the client needs for that specific project.
Now, one more last question. I'm just curious, is made in the USA a factor today? I mean, are some of the specifiers looking for products that were grown and produced here in this country?
Absolutely, 100%. We have a ton of products which are made in the USA. Mm-hmm. We visit factories probably every month or so in America.
Mm-hmm.
We try to give them ideas and try to work with them to really take the American product and really bring it to the best architects in the world. And we're very successful with that.
Okay.
We're very happy to work with American factors.
All right. Well, it's great to catch up with you. And again, been talking to Stephen Skutelsky, the managing director with PID Floors. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.